night Trump was elected president in 2016? Answer. I was in Japan, isolated from my friends and unable to express my upset and fear in the usual way by talking to and hugging them. There was this churning of panic as the news came in. I already knew the electorate was divided, so why was I so terrified? I realized people were feeling that way all over the place. Some fear can be good, but this was a seething current of emotion preventing people from getting together and talking to each other about what we should do to fix the nation's problems. Question: how do you define fear? Answer: it is the most primitive emotion, and the first one felt by an infant arriving in this rather painful world, in desperate need of someone to protect them. When we feel helpless later in life, fear makes us scapegoat others. Instead of fixing the problems, we say, oh, it's all their fault. Those women or immigrants are infesting our country. Rather than using protest or constructive solutions, we get angry at these handy targets. Fear is also behind disgust, a visceral reaction to our own mortality and body fluids and such. This is true across every single society. We project grossness onto a racial or gender subgroup or caste. A big part of social subordination and discrimination is to ascribe hyper-animality to other groups and use that as an excuse for subordinating them further. And then we feel better about ourselves. We can be the angels and they can be the animals. Women have always been targets of this in all cultures. They come to stand for the disgusting body. There's the long-standing trope of racism, that black people are more animals, and Jews were often compared to insects. Kafka's Metamorphosis was about how a man suddenly turns into a cockroach. Disgust is something that rears up at times when we feel helpless or fearful. All of a sudden, you find people talking in ways that we thought we had given up. Consider Trump, who talks about African nations as shitholes and immigrants as infestations, like insects.